Every time I have a multi-session training, I make it a point to treat my students to pizza after the last meeting. On one occasion, since all of the trainees were young professionals, they decided to turn the tables on me and treat me instead. We opted to go to a restaurant instead of having the food delivered. As soon as we got in the car, somebody immediately asked, "Who has Spotify?" And that hit me like a sledgehammer. I asked, "Why not FM radio?" And someone actually said, "What's that?" And for a not-so-fleeting moment, I felt reality bite. Hello, I'm George, and we continue our discourse on being a baby boomer in the BTS era. I've been in radio all my life, as a DJ, to being an executive. And my idea of entertainment inside a car is radio. I'm sure a lot of people agree with this. Or at least, a lot of elderly people. It seems that the youth nowadays have turned to an alternative source of entertainment. Music, or whatever. Spotify is now the go-to source of mobile music and entertainment. It simply is all over. You can't go anywhere in the world, except probably a few places where you won't have any reason of going to anyway, without people tuned in to Spotify, or even Apple Music or podcasts. It has become so ubiquitous that even this masterclass can be found in it. For a time being, I felt so sad that another platform has replaced the source of income my family benefited from throughout my professional life, and that was radio. But, as Bob Dylan would say, the times, they are a-changing. This is the era of BTS, and not BTL, or the Beatles. This is the time when you can do almost anything, and technology will help you clean and polish it up. Take, for instance, recording. During the first years of recorded sound, discs were used. Elvis Presley recorded his very first song in a shopping arcade kiosk that offered recording services. The recording was pressed into a vinyl disc and thus saw the birth of the career of the king of rock and roll. Magnetic tapes followed, quarter-inch tapes for two-track to the bigger-sized formats in the 70s and 80s. The Beatles recorded most of their albums on two-track machines, necessitating them to play together during a recording. If one made a mistake or sang out of tune, they had to go back to square one or take it from the top. Makes you wonder how they were able to come out with such a dynamic, revolutionary sound. It was a testament to the ingenuity and creativity of these four lads from Liverpool that we got such highly acclaimed albums like Revolver, Sgt. Pepper's, and Abbey Road. Today, singers like BTS or Blackpink don't even get to see the musicians anymore. Each musician records his part individually on a dedicated track. After all the rhythm accompaniment is done, orchestral arrangements are recorded. Whilst before, a full orchestra did that, nowadays, it takes only a single person, usually the musical arranger, to create the sound of a full orchestra with his synthesizers. A singer who's not exactly a singer need not worry of going out of tune. There's an auto-tune function in the recording software that enables the engineer to correct and polish a singer's performance. Thus, what you hear inside a recording studio may not necessarily be what you hear in the final product. Speaking of which, up to the 80s, vinyl records in 45 RPM or revolutions per minute for singles to 33 RPM for albums were the standard formats for music reproduction. We had to go to the record bars, listen to a record or album, and decided if we wanted to buy it or not. We then would play it endlessly in our record player called a phonograph at home until we got sick and tired of it or the record started producing scratchy noises from abuse or disabuse, whichever came first. Then, off we go to the record bar for another shopping spree. On radio, we'd do the same thing. We played vinyl records on air. In fact, in the 60s and early 70s, we actually used vinyls for commercials. Imagine choosing the right selection in a disc loaded with more than 50 commercials. Gives you an idea how talented the DJs were during those times. Today, they just touch the computer screens to play program elements. Magnetic tapes were also used as an alternate format. Quarter-inch open reels, cassettes, and the 8-track cartridges, the last one being the go-to format of a lot of vehicles because of its functionality. All you had to do was pop a cartridge into the machine, and out comes the music. No need to press play or rewind buttons. The whole cartridge would play in a loop for as long as it's inserted in the machine. That era likewise saw the birth of the Walkman, a portable cassette player developed by Japan's Sony Corporation, which gave users a chance to listen to their favorite music in high fidelity by using headphones instead of lugging heavy radio sets or beatboxes that blared music from their speakers. The late 80s to 90s saw the birth of the digital disc, the compact disc for audio, and the video disc for video. Soon, everyone had this compact machine, and Sony once again blazed the trail by coming out with a Discman, the CD version of the Walkman. This development led the rather young Apple Corporation to invent the incredibly tiny iPod, a digital music player that didn't use any discs to play music but packed a mean wallop in quality and functionality. The iPod simply stored the music like a computer would. Now, that was a game changer. Pretty soon, Sony's Walkman and Discman died natural deaths. Everyone was into the iPod. But not for long. Mobile phones, which were introduced during the 90s, suddenly became music players, incorporating iPod flexible functions with the phone's several applications. Thus was born the smartphone. All you had to do was load music from whatever source and store it in your phone. Why use an iPod when you can have your own music from your own phone? But wait, there's more. As if this was the ultimate in mobile music entertainment. It wasn't. From out of nowhere, Spotify comes in, offering an even better, more functional, more flexible alternative. Why go through the trouble of downloading and storing music on your smartphone when you can simply click on Spotify, the app, and listen to whatever you want to listen to, from bebop to beatnik to BTS? And that's where we are now. The Spotify era. In fact, it has become the sort of standard for audio entertainment that even podcasts like this one are now featured in its site. Sure beats the jukebox or any other brilliant innovation in the past, huh? Makes you wonder what they'll think of next. The possibilities are endless. No, make it overwhelming. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how the likes of BTS have become the phenomenon that they are. How phenomenal are they? Just recently, they set a world record of having the most number of views for their latest hit, Butter, on all available formats. We're talking about more than 1 billion views. That's almost the population of the whole world. Last year, in the middle of a worldwide pandemic, they became the first artists ever to grab multiple slots in Billboard's Hot 100 charts, a record set and claimed by the fabulous Beatles more than half a century ago, when 5 of its songs were in the top 5 in a single week. People keep on asking me, do I think BTS is greater than the Beatles? If we go by numbers alone, it's a no contest. But we have to consider the technology during those days. There was no social media, no internet, no massive PR campaigns. However, we can't discount the fact that BTS has become a worldwide phenomenon, even if their language of choice isn't even English, the supposed international language if you wanted to be a certified hit. More than half of their songs are in Korean. More than half of their fans don't even understand a word of Korean. The Beatles sang in English. Of course, they were English. it was easier to gain acceptance from an international audience. I know a lot of people my age or even 20 years younger would sniff at this K-pop success story. As a matter of fact, a record company executive asked me to weigh in on that. Apparently, a lot of the senior DJs and radio personalities are not too sold on this BTS or even Korean onslaught. They still believe that the oldies are the real classics. I'm going to go out on a limb and say this. And that's exactly what I told the record company executive. And to quote Bob Dylan again, the times, they are a-changing. Technology has progressed by leaps and bounds. Tastes have evolved. The world has become smaller, more reachable with the advent of the internet. People are now more exposed to different cultures. I'm sure Bob Dylan would agree with me. The times, they really are a-changing. And I'm sure he would give this bunch of kids from South Korea credit for what they've done and achieved. People felt the same way about the Beatles in the 60s. They thought the Elvis era was endless. When Elvis gyrated himself to fame and fortune, Sinatra and Crosby fans weren't amused at all. Look at Elvis now, considered a legend, the king of rock and roll. Look at the Beatles. For many, the greatest rock group in history. And then we have BTS, which has broken all imaginable records in music history. In fact, their success has snowballed to inroads in the movie industry. Korean movies have now penetrated the Oscars and Netflix. And not only the movies, Koreans seem to be everywhere. The goose that lays the golden egg. The new Midas with a golden touch. Korean cuisine. Take a look at golf. Both ladies and men's divisions are loaded with high-ranking Korean champions. And they're not stopping there. I'm sure they have a lot more to offer. We'll have more of that in future episodes. That's it for this week's episode. Drop me a line on george@cutprintproductions.com. That's george@cutprintproductions.com. Maybe you have some stuff we can talk about. And don't forget to listen to our previous episodes on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Also, give my weekly live stream a shot, Boomer's Banquet, on Facebook, YouTube, and other platforms. Mind you, no tapes or vinyls were used to produce this show. It's a toxic-free way of spending Saturday morning. See you next week, folks. Stay safe, sane, and well. Good night. God bless. Ad maiorem. Dei gloria. This show is produced by Cutprint Podcast Network and George Boone. Executive producer, Patsy Ferrer. Writer, George Mercado. Creative director, Christine Alido. Social media manager, Nia Escondo. Sound engineer, MJ Habal. Researcher, Lee Malcolm. To advertise, email us at podcast@cutprintproductions.com or call us at 0918-807-8478. That's 0918-807-8478.